darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Darkness, baby. Darkness.
Darkness, everybody.
Darkness.
Well, Tyler Murphy. Tyler Murphy.
Tyler
Murphy. Hey, Tyler. Get over here, baby. What's the new joke in town? What does Five Fingers say to the face?
It's a darkness slap.
Cold bloody.
Oh, man, it's good to be back once again.
That's what some people are saying about this show after last week's, all of our rants and shit. They're talking about, man, y'all cold-blooded.
I know, they saying we're crazy. They listening to us doing our reviews of X-Men and all that jazz.
And we've been some angry, crazy, confused motherfuckers in this week. But, hey, it wouldn't be a darkness without all that or whatever. I mean, wouldn't be a black stereotype who wasn't all that.
Black stereotype, we don't live up to no stereotype. We are our own stereotypes.
We are the new black stereotypes. If someone calls us that hoodie wearing thug, we tell them, nah, we wear flip flops. When someone say we like Batman, we say, nah, Cody like Man of Steel. What are you talking about?
All the way.
Exactly. He ain't here right now. He went to go grab him some food. He said he'd be back in a minute or whatever. So.
Oh, no. He got to get he got to feed himself so he can be energized for his wife so she can
that
listen
nigga
to him.
Put his cape on. Let's be real.
He sure did. You know, guys, if y'all don't know, Cody secretly, he puts on his cape before we do a recording every time.
Hell yeah. He says he's grabbing a drink, but, you know, we know damn well what he's doing. He's putting a cape on, putting that Super S on shirt, too.
I like Cody. You don't have to lie to us, man. Just, you know, it's okay. You're like, man. You know how Cody does, right? Ain't that some motherfucker?
Fuck you guys, is what he said. Fuck you guys.
Him and those deep-ass sighs. Yeah. I was looking forward to doing this, but
this deep ass size.
And I swear he'll be a great daddy one day because the level of disappointment he has in his voice.
That's the thing about Cody. Cody, even when he likes something, he never really sounds that excited about it. He just,
all right, I'm back.
Just talking about you.
There you go. Oh, nothing but good things. So, you know,
amazing.
You don't even have to listen.
Talking about how he's gonna be a great daddy and all that.
Oh, of course.
He's gonna be a great father. Now, you know what? You got to put down the alcohol, Cody. I just want you to know that. Can you imagine that, Cody? Can you imagine this motherfucker there at the hospital with his baby in his hands or whatever, and he's holding a bottle in the other hand. I'm just like, Cody, I'm going to take that bottle. He gives me that look like, nigga, you touch my beard.
Hold on, let me put down my baby.
Yeah, exactly.
You ever touch my beer?
You can take this baby, but goddamn it, you fucking got to pry my fucking cold dead hands from this fucking bottle right here.
Exactly.
You know how much this bottle cost me, P1, where I had to find this motherfucker? Do you know where the fuck I had to find this at? I'm going to send you guys a picture on Facebook real quick. I cannot get this image out my fucking head, man. Oh, my God. So everybody knows Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that's where the cartel hangs out and all that shit, right?
Yep.
Okay.
My God, this house got raided for $250 million. This motherfucker made a bed and a tub out of money. This motherfucker, in the report, it said he had almost $300,000 at each corner. And my mouth been watering all day. I was just like, you know what? I can see a brother now being one of those, man, why don't you get your life together? Stop doing all that. He takes you in his house and be like, man, I wish you stopped doing it. Then you look around and be like, damn, nigga, you seem to be doing better than I am. Hold on, never mind. How much drugs you be slanging? How much you need me to slang with you? All right, y'all check this real quick, whatever.
People a bed like made out of money. Man, that's the thing I want to know.
Check this out.
If you look at the bottom of it, that's pesos and money and shit. I mean, look at that shit.
And he has like every currency known to man.
That is, he even got a stool to step up on that motherfucker. Like, it's like a step stool and shit. Like, look at that shit. It's built like a step stool shit.
That's probably so racist, too. Look how he treat his own people money. You know, that's enough. That's about like $50 right there of pesos.
1,000 pesos. That's right, CJ. That rest of it, that is fucking $200 million right there. That ain't even the other 50. The 50 million laying around the other house.
Was it even comfortable?
Look at it. It smells comfortable. I don't know. But the picture under it, I didn't get a good picture of it. But the picture under it, that's cabinets. That's other money and shit.
Wow.
It probably smells like ass.
I don't give a fuck what it smells like. It's money. I can tell you this right now. We need to become cops and we need to work in Mexico because we could have raided this. We would have raided this house. Do you think we would have turned this in?
No. We would have skimmed it off the top. At least I know that.
I'm going to tell you this right now. CJ, it's Mexico. They ain't going to give a fuck if you turn it in. I would have turned in $10 and been like, this is the largest drug deal we've ever found.
I would have went and cashed in one of those hundreds for the pesos and like, yep, there we go. That's all we got.
I got to tell you right now, this nigga they arrested, you know he dead in jail right now, whatever. They'd be like, nigga, you kept all the money in that one house. All of it. You know the cartel hung his ass right now. You stupid motherfucker. You kept all $200 million. God damn, I cannot stop staring at this photo, though, people. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's pretty intense.
It's pretty fucking intense. I've never seen that much money laying down. I've never seen it in a movie laying down like that. God damn. You ever heard of food porn?
That's why I'm indulging it right now, actually.
Yeah, this is money porn right here. I'm going to be jerking off to this shit right now. You're like, God damn, man. Oh, yeah, I love how green you are. Yeah. Get away, George. I'm looking at Ben right there. Benjamin right there, yeah. Oh, man. People, welcome to the darkness, though.
Darkness.
Welcome back.
Yes, it's good to be back off all that craziness we had last week and shit. All them rants we did last week.
Man, did we ever solve the problem? That kid who killed somebody, was that our fan?
Man,
was that,
right back this week again, man.
I'm afraid that was him, you know?
Dude, I think it was, man.
We got to go public with this.
Man, This little bastard's getting more fucking credit. I mean, he's getting more attention than the damn people that died in that incident.
Yeah.
I know, right?
I like how the father came out and was just like, I want to meet with the murderer's father or whatever so we can prevent this from happening in the future or whatever. I'm just like, I don't know if I would want to meet the man of my son murdered or whatever shit. That motherfucker might pull a weapon out of me. I'd have win that meeting very cautious or whatever. Apparently they had like a little meeting or whatever, and they were just like, we've got a plan. We're not going to reveal it yet, but we have a plan to prevent this from happening again. I'm just like, y'all ain't talking about shit in that meeting. Y'all know damn well. Come on now. You can't prevent this. Come on.
I like the whole fact that you had Joe the Plumber ass come out and say, like, hey, it ain't my fault your kid ain't bulletproof. You know, that sounds like something Cody would have said. You know?
What? That's not funny.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I'm sorry,
you know, the kid.
That's not funny at all, laugh at, but the way CJ just said it, he's just like, your kid ain't bulletproof.
That's pretty much what he said. You know, that's something.
He pretty much said, fuck you.
Yeah, basically.
I don't know if you guys have been reading, though, but a lot of people have been saying that lately.
How about this situation in particular?
Yeah, in this situation. I've been looking in more contact. Because I was reading about how the fathers met up. And so, a lot of people have been writing in the comments that the father is just, one of the fathers is looking for publicity. He's just making a bigger deal about this or whatever. He's not really trying to solve this. He's a defense attorney or whatever, and he's just trying to get, like, apparently he's been failing in some cases and is trying to look for a good case to get some publicity going for his company or something like that. I'm just like, damn, dog. I didn't even know all that now.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people thinking now, oh, his father's just scamming or whatever and shit like that. So
then you got all the crazy people out here talking about how the movies and people growing up nerdy, and I'm like, good Lord. I'm like, did we send this boy off? Like, I swear, did we?
Yeah, you got that critic I told y'all about last week, and it's funny because she got brought up on the Corey and Martin show as well. I was like, oh, I was right about that bitch's name, man. That motherfucker stole our story, by the way. That bitch, she blamed it on movies. One chick came out in the comment section and blamed it on she was like, video games and TV media in general is the reason why this shit's been happening, whatever. Is because, oh, I got a story for you guys. Did you guys hear about the, you know what? No, never mind. I see a comment about it, so we're gonna get into that later, whatever. There's a story about a little girl that two girls that stabbed
Yep.
And blamed it on this website and the so-called Slender Man of the site.
Yeah. I'm glad that girl had an excuse.
And once again, what did they say? Because I'm going to tell you this right now. The judge must don't like kids because he arrested them two bitches. Matter of fact, and he tried them as adults.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and you know what they trying to say now? They're mentally unstable. Or I was like, oh my God, I'm so sick of fucking hearing that right now. I'm so sick of fucking hearing that about every time a white kid does something that's fucking violent, whatever. It's just, they need mental help, and we need the. If this was Gotham City, Arkham Asylum would be fucking full.
Mm-hmm.
Jail cell would have barely three Negroes in that motherfucker.
Chuck would be scared. He'd be like, "Get me the fuck out of here."
He'd be like, "Get that little white bitch away from me."
Shoot that motherfucker.
It'd be like Oprah. You get a bullet. You get a bullet.
Oh,
you can get a bullet. How about you get a knife or whatever? Oh, they were arguing about, there was another thing too. Like, people keep talking about how guns are doing this or that, whatever. And they were like, the father's not really bringing up knives because he did stab about three people as well or whatever. You know, everybody wants to blame guns, but you know, there's more than one weapon around there, you know.
Oh my God, people, just let it go. I'm sorry that we didn't tell this boy not to do. I mean, well, we did tell him not to do. I'm sorry he didn't listen to us. Oh, Dredd, please let us know you're not him.
Dredd's dead. You know, he committed suicide last week.
He did.
Yeah. Oh, there was another one, too. They were saying, like, in Chicago, this little girl got killed as well by another student or something like that. And
well, that's Chicago, so people dying left and right.
Yeah,
there
people
anyway.
Die left and right, and that's it. But they were like, oh, the father isn't talking about that. He's mainly just talking about his own flesh and blood or whatever. And I was like, yeah, he has every right to. But I guess I could see your point. If he's trying to make this a whole national thing, then maybe he should bring up all these other deaths that are happening as well, not just his cause or whatever. But shit, I'd beat that father's ass personally if that was my kid. I'd be like, yeah, I want to meet up with you. We're just going to talk, man. I'm just going to talk. I'd shoot his ass right in the fucking head. Edit that out.
And there goes another California.
I don't need them to know my plans. Don't ever meet with P1. But you know, enough about the shooting and killings and stabbings of little white girls and little white boys these days. Let's talk about the niggas that stabbing and killing themselves. Them niggas get back up. Look at 50 Cent. Shoot himself and shoot. He got shot 9 times. Look, he got up. My old neighbor Kwee, that fat bitch from Compton, she got shot in the arm 4 times. She got back up. So shit. That's what we do. We survive. No, that's wrong.
Oh, now it's wrong.
Yeah, but we survive. I just want to put that out there. We don't die. We multiply. With all them little niggly babies we be having. So yeah, we do.
Oh boy.
Welcome to the darkness, everybody.
Darkness.
Cody, what we got on the agenda today?
Well, before we get started with all that, how was your weekend, gentlemen?
Weekend was awesome. I find myself getting more fucked up, even more fucked up every weekend. Went to a nice little winery with the girlfriend and didn't realize you're supposed to spit the wine out.
That's customary to wine tasting. I didn't know that.
Oh,
but
I thought you were supposed to really taste the motherfucker like drinking it. I was chugging motherfuckers back and forth. I was like,
you uncultured fool.
That's like what I thought. I was over there drunk like, hey, you know you got some big ass titties. You know that, right? You mean I'm supposed to spit it out? What do you mean? Do you spit or swallow? What do you do?
Oh, wow.
Long Beach, we had like a big ass fireworks show going on, whatever. So, you know, went down to the beach, got in little shops and shit. You know, hang out, did a little, did some work, you know, usual. House shit on the, in the movie spoiler side of things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, so it'll come a time where I don't have to leave this motherfucker now. I can just do podcast all day. No, I take that back. I don't want to do that all day.
That ain't you.
Motherfuckers will be waiting for me to walk out that door and be like, that's the motherfucker that said that shit right there. One a day is enough for now.
And, got a birthday coming up too, man, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting.
What?
I keep forgetting. That's right, man. I would be 26 this week. Yeah, I'll be 26 on Saturday.
Oh, good Lord.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll finally be hitting the 2-6 there. Plan on getting ultimate fucked up.
Shit.
No, I'm going to probably head down to Vegas, so.
Oh, okay.
So probably, yeah, I probably will be. No, you know, more like I will be fucked up, so yeah. And, you know, just planning some future trips out for the winter come time, you know, as usual. Which, CJ, that's when you should bring your ass down here. Winter time, baby.
Winter time, all right. I already got those days. Well, I got a new boss in. I'll be able to do all that stuff. All
right, so
before, man, my old boss was bullshitting. You know, he was like, well, only two people can have the weekend off now. And I'm thinking, like, this is some kind of legal thing.
Yeah.
Then I get the new boss. I said, yeah, he said we can't do that. She's like, I don't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Well, you plus have, like, I'd like to have an end-of-the-year movie spoilers wrap-up thing or whatever and stuff. I didn't do that last year because I was too goddamn lazy. But I just didn't feel like doing it. But this December, I'm going to drive out to Big Bear, get back in my old routine of snowboarding and shit like that. Me and the girlfriend out there, she's going to bring her cousin, his boyfriend, we're going to rent out probably a big-ass cabin or whatever. So, you know, that's when you should fly out there so we can all. I saw this big-ass place, this big-ass room or whatever. We're going to probably split it or whatever and go have fun. We're going to have drinks and shit like that. So anybody in the Big Bear area down around December time, I think around December 5th or 6th, we still throwing dates in the air, but I think that's probably going to be the for sure date because I would imagine closer to Christmas, it's probably going to be a pain in the ass. So.
Right. I already got them. I already got those days off, so
yeah,
looking forward to it.
Cool.
But the weekend for me, I just spent this weekend beating or watching somebody else.
What? No, wait, I'm gonna say
what?
I heard beating. I was like, wait, hold on.
Where's it going? Yeah.
When you I watch somebody
DJ,
else,
like, damn.
No, I watch somebody else beat that game, Watch Dogs. And that game, one, I didn't know that it was one of the most pirated games of this.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because they put it on PC. That's why you don't push it on PC.
I'm a little down on video games right now. After I heard some news about, like, two games or whatever, it's mainly one getting pushed back. But.
Oh, well, that's one of the topics, too.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Broke my heart.
But, yeah. Yeah, with Watch Dog, man. Man, they hyped that game up so much just for you to get to it. And like, oh.
That's a pretty good game. I ain't gonna lie. I haven't played.
It's all right.
I like Watch Dogs.
I haven't finished it all or whatever. I probably got to about an hour or two into it or whatever. It's damn near. It's really good, technical wise.
I mean, it's fun and stuff. Kind of got that Grand Theft Auto type of. Yeah. The only thing was the story. Like, when I started seeing people start talking about, like, it got the greatest story ever.
Who said this?
The best story. Oh, it's been people.
I was about to say, I've heard that one.
Yeah, I heard that one from anybody.
Yeah. I know it's decent. You know, like, the story is, it pretty much, you know, you're this guy who niece dead because of a job you fucked up on.
Yeah.
And now you want revenge. You know,
so I mean, you're pretty it, much. Right?
Huh?
So, what?
Cody, you playing it right now?
Yeah, I'm playing it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, how far are you into it?
I'm in Act 2. So.
Okay, yeah, I'm still in Act 1. Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's getting its praise because it is a AAA title. But I think it's, you got to remember it's a AAA title of before the fall hits. So it's not really, you know, gonna be like all that or whatever. But I think it's decent for what I'm getting right now. I like it.
You guys, I mean, spoiler alert. But did you guys?
This movie spoilers. Come on now.
Okay, there we go. Did you find Aisha Tyler in there?
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah.
Oh man, I found that ass.
That pixelated ass.
Pixelated. You're never gonna get away now.
I try to drag her ass to that pixelated beam, that Chicago beam. There, I'm like, yeah, Aisha, I got you now.
Best pixelated ass comes from Saints Row 4. This ain't nothing but ass around there. That's my favorite pixelated ass. I love it.
But you know. So anyway, just. Beating that game and then
beating that game or watching that game now?
Well, I had a controller in my hand.
What the fuck?
have you played the damn game or not? You just
watched I watched it from the beginning to end. All right, that's it.
Yeah, so you watched it. How are you giving an opinion on this game if you just watch it?
It's the same thing, man. I watch every minute of every hour. Okay.
Cody, I forgot to tell you, CJ don't play games. He watch them on YouTube, or whatever.
He watch. Okay. All right.
Hey, I watch them straight. There's no cuts. There's no editing. There's just straight gameplay.
You know, okay. I don't even know if I should listen to your bad review of games or more, because it's like
it's not valid whatsoever.
What do you mean not valid? I'm not going forward and back.
That's like you giving a bad review to a movie you ain't seen yet.
That's totally different.
The whole purpose of a game is you're supposed to play it.
Play it. Immerse yourself into it.
You mean immerse yourself? All right. You can still immerse yourself by watching it.
Like of course the story.
Watching the stream on fucking Kotaku.
I'm so mad that I didn't push my button forward. I'm so mad that I didn't go left or right. It changed the whole dynamics of the gameplay now.
Cody, would you not agree with me that I would assume that he finds the game boring is because you're not immersed into the world. You probably turn your head you're not paying attention to it then.
You talking about?
I'm assuming you're going straight to the game without doing side stuff or any of things like that. You're just going straight to the story. Main mission, my main mission is watching it straight on. Right? Am I right?
That's the way I will always play.
Grand Theft Auto ain't a good game by story. It's a good game by immersing yourself in the world.
Yes.
Good game, period.
Oh, my God.
Negro Coonish levels.
What?
The Negro Coonish level, what's that guy?
The Negro Coonie Club. What are
you talking? Oh my God. I ain't gonna entertain this fuck
Cody,
right now.
We keep finding ourselves so different from this Negro every goddamn week. It's like every genre of media. First TV, then movies, now game. Damn, can we ever see on par with each other on this? First of all, I don't listen to music. I can't quote on that. TV, I don't watch a lot of TV shows or whatever. This is anime. Movies, shit, y'all don't see what I see in movies.
Now, video game, you play the fucking thing. Well, man, if it make it feel any better, like I said, I put a controller in my hand and I act like I'm doing the same thing.
Hey, you should be the richest nigga we know because all you should be doing is working if you don't do none of these four categories of things, man.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Hey, CJ, I will. You, man, you got to immerse yourself in the game, man. You got to sit there and put dedication and time into it.
Thank you.
I put dedication and time into I saw Spec Ops. The game. That game was a great game.
Yeah, that game, that's an underrated game right there. The mechanics aren't great, but the story is fantastic.
Yeah.
Story and the game. I mean, hey, look, and then I played Beyond
the mechanics
Two Souls.
Bad now, Woody.
Exactly.
Beyond Two Souls, man. Come on, what about that?
Oh, jeez.
That game was what about, Joker.
Yeah, right. It was garbage. Yeah, I know. It was garbage, wasn't it?
I didn't say it was garbage.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It was a terrible B-movie game. Now, Heavy Rain was a little
B
bit
movie
better.
Game. I mean, I'll give it that. He's not a B movie game. It's like Deadpool.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on this.
Okay, yeah. You should watch it, CJ.
I can't believe this shit, man.
Always some new shit with this nigga. Goddamn.
Fucking all this shit. I don't even play the fucking game.
If y'all don't know what he's talking about, just go back and listen to our X-Men Days of Future Past review. These fools missed something that was prevalent to the movie.
Jesus Christ.
DJ must save a lot of money on video games, I must say.
A lot of money on everything.
I wish I could save money by watching food. Then I wouldn't be so big. But I keep immersing myself in ass.
I wish I could immerse myself in some ass right now instead of doing this. Instead of listening to your ass, talking about you don't play fucking video games. Halo 5 is a AAA title. It's going to be one of the biggest games ever. The story really ain't all that, but the gameplay is really what you want to be in, whatever. What stage did you get on? I watched all the way up to the part of...
watched all of it. Thank you.
You know what? When we take this nigga out, I just want to hear him talk to people when they ask him, what do you think about this movie or this video game? Well, I'm on this site, movie spoil, so we spoil everything about the movie, so we know everything about the movie.
Oh, my God.
Man, Cody, what we got on topic, man?
Okay, start off, since we're speaking on video games. A little well-known franchise, the Arkham Asylum franchise, or just the Arkham franchise. They had a new game come out this year, titled Arkham Knight, Batman Arkham Knight. And a new trailer just came out today, detailing the Batmobile and all its little nifty gadgets and whatnot.
Yeah.
And at the end of the trailer, there's a little something that made fans a little on edge. It said, coming 2015.
Why the fuck would they even release the fucking trailer then?
Okay, which goes against what they said a couple months ago with that first trailer. It was coming October 2014.
Yeah.
So, yes, folks. Fortunately, the new Batman Arkham game has been delayed.
The positive on that is Jupiter Ascending has also been delayed as well.
Yes, exactly.
So, you got to wait a whole another year for a good game and also for another bad movie. So. Do you think that's just preferably on that they're not ready with the game yet?
I don't know if it's they're not ready for the game yet, or if they just looked at the October release schedule, because it's pretty packed.
But they don't never give a fuck about the ending one. I mean, Batman's gonna make his money regardless.
That is true, but
Is one of the huge games of October, if anything. That is one of the AAA titles of October.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So I don't see why they felt the need to, if they wasn't ready, or if they were ready, why would they back out of it? Because if anything, that's probably the strongest thing going up against Call of Duty.
Right, Call of Duty.
Battlefield or whatever shooting game comes out that year.
Yeah, because what else is coming out?
Because Assassin's Creed isn't coming out this October neither, so I thought Batman had the best chance of hitting that October.
There's a lot of stuff coming out October, I just can't.
In October, it's usually the sports games and the wrestling one. It's usually Assassin's Creed, a Call of Duty or Battlefield, and a fucking Batman game.
Yeah, so I don't know what the deal is with that, but I mean, it's only a positive thing. The game can only get better at this point, so
hopefully.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, October's pretty packed, but
because Watch Dogs didn't get got pushed back, and according to CJ, it ain't what he wanted it to be. So,
I mean, it's fine. The game could have been better.
Fuck up. Anyway, because you got Alien Isolation.
I like how they treat the project, though. I'm sorry, but I like how they put the project scenes in there. It was almost like the real projects of Chicago. They got that right.
I was going to say, I like how in these articles about this new Batman game, they keep leaving out Arkham Origins.
Right.
If Arkham Origins is a horrible game, though,
I know!
I cannot get over the fathom of that shit. Like,
DJ, you wouldn't know. You didn't play it.
I didn't. Hey, you know what? I watched it, and then they gave it to me free on the PlayStation Network. So
you did play that one. Uh-huh. I do remember you telling me you played it or whatever.
Oh, he did? Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you did play that one. And even watching it, I think that game, but still, I love how that one just keeps getting left out. Whenever they talk about the Arkham trilogy or whatever, you see in the comments, people are like, oh, this is better than that last one was. Man, that one, that's like, oh my God.
Hey,
that's why I don't understand. Go ahead, Cody.
I was saying my brother was talking shit about that game. He only played for like 15 minutes.
Right, like people played the game and then they shit on it. But then as soon as they announced Batman Knights everybody's like, oh man, I can't wait for that badass game. I'm like, what?
That Batman's gonna be. Oh, Mark Hamill's. Shit, you know it's gonna be bad. I'm just like, oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill ain't doing a fucking voice in a Batman thing or whatever, then all of a sudden the game is or the show is going to be fucking horrible and shit. I thought personally the voice acting was fucking decent. And am I right? Not even decent. I thought it was.
Oh, it was great, man.
I thought it was great.
Their places are great. I mean, fucking Troy Baker, man, he nailed that Joker. Especially like, with Mark Hamill.
And me and Cody said that previous time or whatever, the story is much better than the first two.
Yeah, it really is.
So I don't give a fuck what nobody said. A lot of people was complaining that. The gameplay is kind of the same, though. I'm just like, what the fuck? It's part of the fucking...
right.
Part of the fucking series, man.
I was
thinking they were going to do something like, you know, 20 times better, you know? Like, I was going to, you know, immerse the world a little bit more. I was like, man, all right.
Yeah.
I bet those people didn't even watch the game get played.
You'll matter, right? I'm a little sad at the game. That was probably because I didn't really know it was coming. Because I heard Assassin's Creed wasn't coming. That's my favorite game of all time. But I heard that wasn't coming out. I was just like, oh, well, at least I got Batman to look forward to. And I heard that when I was pushed. I was like, my God damn it. Shit.
Assassin's Creed is coming out this year, I think, right?
Is it? Because I heard it was getting. I'm pretty sure
it's coming out this year.
Okay. Because I heard that and Halo and everything. I was just like, well, damn, shit. What the fuck?
But, yeah, because I'm looking at October right now, it's pretty packed. You got Alien Isolation, you got Dragon Age Inquisition.
I ain't looking for that shit.
You got Dry Club, you got that Middle Earth game, you got NBA 2K15, you got Evolve, that game from the Left 4 Dead creators, and then you got The Evil Within, new game from the Resident Evil creators, the original Resident Evil creators. And
yeah,
then
I
about
to say, which ones? Shit.
WWE 2K15, so.
Yeah, I told you, them sport games come out in October.
It's pretty packed, but yeah, I don't think Batman should have had a problem.
Yeah, I was gonna say Batman would have dominated all them games. Like, right. I was just like, yeah, I don't really give a fuck about none of this.
And how do you guys feel about the Harley Quinn in all these games? Because this Harley Quinn and this Arkham Knights, I don't know what's the matter with her face.
She looks fine to me.
What? What?
Yeah, she looks like Harley Quinn. I don't see the problem.
What are you talking? It's a fat China doll.
Fat China doll. Okay.
You know, I only saw the trailer once, so I don't even remember what she looked like. I know at the end of this new one with the little bat specs, or I think she appears at the end where they say pre-order or something. I just want to say, fuck a pre-order. That is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever fucking heard.
Yeah.
If a game company only makes a limited amount of games, that is the most stupidest business decision I've ever fucking made or whatever shit. Pre-order. Don't forget the pre-order. Fuck that pre-order and bullshit. Cody heard my story last week about pre-order.
Oh, yeah.
That started the fuck your thoughts, man.
What happened with there?
Oh, well, and people still told this story on a Halloween special like 3 years ago or whatever. It's mainly how the fuck your thoughts clip got added on in there or whatever. When Battlefield came out, I went to the GameStop across in Culver City. Cody, you know where that shit is, the Howard Hughes Center. So I went over there, and I usually go there to get my games because, you know, obviously I'm in that area, so, you know, it's easier for me to just grab and go, trade a home or whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. And so the guy knows I love Assassin's Creed. I play my Call of Duty, my shooter games, you know, shit like that, whatever. You know, pretty much the AAA titles that everyone gets.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, I asked the guys, like, let me get one of the Battlefield 4 copies. Or not 4, whatever copy it was. I don't remember which one it was. And the motherfucker... Motherfucker, because there's tons of them. He starts opening it up, and I give him this look like, the fuck is he doing? He noticed the look I was giving him, and then he was just like, yeah, you didn't pre-order this, so, you know, I have to open it and take out the downloadable content out of it. And I was looking at him, I was like, man, whatever, dude, whatever. He was like, but then he gave me this, like, little smirk and said, but I know you like Assassin's Creed or whatever, and Call of Duty, so you need to get your pre-order on. And I looked at him and said, man, fuck you and fuck your thoughts, homie. It was like, he looked at me and was just like, fuck my butt, what? You fucking bastard shooter. His mother behind me was like just looking at me, just like shaking her head and shit. I was like, fuck this store. So I've never been back into a GameStop since then or whatever. I was like, this is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard of. Get your pre-order on, whatever. So you can get some extra skins that you don't fucking want or something like that shit.
Exactly.
Skins, too. That's the thing that gets me upset. They give you a skin. You know, it doesn't do anything extra to the game. It's just a skin.
I think Best Buy handles their pre-orders extremely well. I think when I was getting a Halo 4 or whatever, they were like, all right, we got two lines here. One is if you're just picking the game up, and another if you already pre-ordered it. You don't get no extra shit or nothing like that. And they had the lines organized and everything. We moved in. And then I remember asking, I was like, y'all got enough copies here, right? And, oh, yeah, we got enough copies. If not, we got some more in the back. We'll bring them right out, whatever. And I get up to the front line, I pay for it. Copy I want it and everything, whatever, and walk right out. I was just like, God damn, thank you. Nobody tried to press me into buying no fucking book. And so, who the fuck buy games?
Oh, that's strategy, guys. That's...
2014.
Thank you.
Who the fuck still buys game books? Would you like to get a subscription to GameWire? No, no, hell no. That's what the internet is for.
IG, bitch.
You want to get some cheat code? I don't need no fucking cheat code. You're taking the damn pleasure out of the game now, whatever. You want to buy extra skin? You want to sign up for our Power Play car or whatever? Motherfucker, just because if not, you can save 10% off on used games. I don't buy used games, motherfucker. I don't know when people was tripping about that Xbox One shit, whatever. It's like, oh, you can't play used games. I was like, I don't buy that used shit anyway, whatever. Because you know what? Mm-hmm. It don't make a goddamn difference, whatever. It's only $5 cheaper, and the shit might not even work. So. People talking about, oh, you get to save money with used games. So it's like, what, $5? If a new AAA Watch Dogs right now, if you was to buy that used, how much would it cost right now? $55, right?
Right, $55.
Yep. There ain't no goddamn difference from $59.99. Right? So shit, you might as well pay the fucking full price. Shit. No, but if you wait a year or two, down the thing, I don't want to wait no fucking year.
Exactly.
I am a fucking gamer. We don't wait. Impatient. You don't play the PC though, but I play every other goddamn console that's available to me. Okay, I play on the PS4, Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS3. Fucking, I even got a fucking Vita. Okay, goddamn it. Well, shit, I don't need to play on a fucking PC. You play on PC gaming, you probably ain't got nothing to do better than play World of Warcraft or something. That bastard. Anyway. I don't know, the gaming community still pisses me off at times with that shit. I think the game industry is a complex industry.
No, it is. It very much is.
I think the people piss me off too a lot, especially all these gaming debates and gamers treating people like shit on the internet. I'm like, why?
It's kind of like Marvel and DC, you know, like which one, okay, when Batman versus Superman coming out with Catherine. Which one are you gonna see? Both?
Yeah.
What do you mean both? You gotta pick one. No, I don't have to fucking pick one. I gotta pick one. What do you mean I gotta pick
one? Who are you?
Which one do you think is gonna win? I don't think it's gonna matter because I think both gonna make a lot of money. So it ain't gonna fucking, at the end of the day.
Act like it's a civil war. You know, like, are we liberating some slaves? Right. Or are we doing anything? No.
I think the same thing is said, like, with this one. If Resident Evil was only for PlayStation, and it's like, are you gonna play Dead Rising or Resident Evil? Which one are you gonna pick? I got both consoles. Maybe I'll just play both. Or, why you got both consoles? That don't make any sense. How does it not make sense? You just told me one game is for another. Like, the gaming community fucking sits up there and argue about that shit. Which one is better or whatever. What difference does it make? To me, personally, if you ask me, it's like Pepsi and Cola. You can't even fucking tell the difference.
No one go that far. Actually, I can't.
The only thing you can tell is the game. I'm just say that right now.
And then you got the whole thing about the online gaming and guys harassing girls and all this other bullshit. I'm like, really?
I don't even get online no more because of that shit.
I don't even.
That party chat is the greatest thing ever mentioned.
Yeah, I don't even play online gaming that much no more because of that shit.
No.
The only time I play online gaming is fucking a shooter game, and I usually turn the volume off on that shit. Like, look, I'm on a team, but y'all do what y'all gonna do, and I'm gonna do my thing. I'm gonna sit up here with this sniper, or I'm gonna fucking take a shotgun and just run around. Or I'm gonna drive this helicopter into my own team.
Yeah,
that works. It's always fun.
Just to piss y'all off and hear y'all call me a nigga in the background. Anyway, though. What else we got on the docket here?
All righty. Well, more news in Marvel Land. Some good news this time, actually. Old Scott Lang and Hank Pym, they can't seem to get this shit together. Dr. Strange is in the background, like, just laughing his ass off, like... Because he found his director, and he didn't have a fucking release date. Yes, yeah, people.
I heard about that.
Yes.
He's the director from Sinister.
Mm-hmm. Scott Derrickson has been tapped to direct Dr. Strange from Marvel Studios.
I hear they're going for a more creepy element version mm-hmm. of Doctor Strange and shit. Which, I was like, all the demons he deal with, yeah, why not?
Yeah, makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You know, I can't even think of Doctor Strange without thinking of the Venture Brothers. And you had that one guy. I'm evil! I call upon the chicken sandwich of yesterday!
I'm excited for a Doctor Strange movie. I don't really give a shit about the director, to be honest, though. I'm looking more for the writer. The director, I don't even really like this director. I mean, Sinister, I think, is the only movie I actually liked him that he did.
That was probably more for the writing than anything else.
Yeah, so I think he is a capable director of doing things well, personally, because from the movies he's done, which he's done some horrible pieces of shit, Exorcism, Emily Rose.
David Steel.
Yeah, exactly. And plus he's got this new movie coming out in June when fucking Anarchy comes out, or The Purge, whatever, some other horror movie bullshit, whatever. So, yeah, I'm not really excited about it, but I'm looking more for what the writer is going to get. I think the writer is going to be the main one I'm going to need to worry about here, because this is going to be introducing a whole new element to the Marvel universe here. So,
yeah.
This is going to be like what Thor did for Marvel Phase 1. So
it really is.
So whoever the writer they get on here, that's who's going to be like, whatever. And as far as Ant-Man goes, I just was happy to see an Ant-Man movie. I don't really give a shit with it. Edgar Wright could have did a horrible job for all I know. So
yeah, I don't think he would have. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Hey, like I'm saying, fanboy, shut the fuck up about that shit, whatever. I'm getting tired of hearing about it already, to be honest. Like,
hey,
I said.
Keith, I can't blame right now with the director's names they have out right now. This project, and people keep passing it up like a fucking $2 hooker. I'm like, it's not a good sign, man. That's just me.
I like the good old Dave Ryan. I didn't give a shit about the director, and I just want to see the movie when it comes out, and then, you know, blame people.
Once again, this is another writing detail I want on here, so.
Fair enough.
It would have been nice to see Edgar Wright, but I don't, that nigga don't pay me, so I don't give a fuck. Matter of fact, if anything, I gotta pay that nigga to see this shit, so if anything, so I don't give a fuck what that nigga does. So, fanboy, shut the fuck up, okay? Shit. Edgar Wright wanted to do it then, he should have kept his ass around. If not, then whatever, shit. It doesn't matter, shit.
Yeah, I liked him so much, I should have supported him with all his movies.
Yeah, thank you, whatever, shit. Shit, whoever they gonna get probably gonna do a fine job anyway. If not, then shit, ain't like Edgar Wright's gonna do a good job. So, you know, it wasn't guaranteed that he's gonna do a good job, but with the track record Marvel have, it was a high note that he might do a good job. So,
yeah, we'll see.
Yes, we will see. Doctor Strange, though, I'm excited about it, but the director,
yeah,
it's just meh news.
The only thing I'm positive on about the director, like, maybe he could bring in maybe Ethan Hawke to play Doctor Strange. I'll be cool with that.
Or maybe Carlisle will write it.
Yeah. Hey. Never know, man.
Well, you know what? I read Carlisle's book.
That's a pretty good book, right?
It was a pretty good book. Yeah, I'm turned off by magic ever since Harry Potter. Harry Potter destroyed magic for me.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Okay.
Fuck Harry Potter. Okay.
Yeah, he does not like Harry Potter. So
I hate the shit out of Harry Potter.
He can't stand Harry Potter, people.
It's boring. He's boring. He doesn't do a goddamn thing. Everybody else doing things. The only person I really like was Voldemort, because he was actually doing something. And I enjoyed him. And then when the last movie, you got Voldemort slapping Harry Potter around, you know. I'm like, come on, Harry, punch him or something. He killed your parents.
That last movie was good. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm not the biggest Harry Potter fan, but that last movie was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm not the biggest Harry Potter fan either, too.
And all that fucking camping, all they did was just running around.
And that was good dialogue in them scenes, man. I thought the tension was there that added on to it. Like, I like that, but it's like, what do you want? Action and shit like that, whatever? I mean, this is a setup here, a story. So, I mean, the book is thick as fuck, so.
I read that last book. Yeah. It was just as long as that last book. Mm-hmm. So,
Hey, it may have been just camping, but it was some good scenes. You can't tell me the dialogue wasn't good.
Well, anyway, man. Yeah, Carlisle would do a good job because he does, the way he did magic, the way he did mystery, I mean, especially him and the genie, I forgot the name of the book, but him and the genie, I mean, I still think of it in my mind. I still think of that world that he created in that book. So.
Plus, he knows his superhero, so.
Yeah, he would be. Hey, he would be a good writer.
I think
if they got that team together, then I'd probably be a little more excited. It, once again, this all depends on the writer. But if they got Carlisle to write on that, then yeah, that'd be interesting. Actually, whatever. I'm gonna be hitting that motherfucker up with some money now.
Fuck Harry. You know that's why I read Naruto because he is the Japanese Harry Potter. He is the ninja Harry Potter.
The Japanese Harry Potter. I will say this then. I just said shut the fuck up, fanboys. I can tell you one thing right now. If Carlisle does get that job, I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to be the one person happy that Edgar Wright ain't working on it. So, yeah. Shit, I didn't sign me on that motherfucker. I know Doctor Strange.
Didn't he have like a little black sidekick or a little bald Chinese man or brown skinned guy?
Yeah. Okay. How you go from black to Chinese? Shit.
I mean, he ain't with your complexion or something. We can just throw him. We can throw you in there.
Oh, so you want me to be the sidekick?
Yeah, there you go.
Damn, okay. I passed an Indian guy these days. All right.
Was he Indian? I don't know what that guy was.
According to you, he was every goddamn race.
Yeah, he was. I was colorblind with that guy.
All right, then. Next topic.
Oh, CJ. I feel it amused me. Anyway, speaking of CJ and his fandom for video games, this news just came out. Apparently, that Metal Gear Solid movie is still on the way.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It comes from a report from IGN. Sony is reportedly in early talks with last year's indie director, Jordan Vaught Roberts, who directed Kings of Summer, to direct the Metal Gear Solid movie.
Oh, my God.
Also, which will be produced by Avi Arad.
What is that, terrorist? I don't know.
No, that is the mastermind behind the Spider-Man franchise. Don't you know?
Hi.
I was about to say, you know what he worked on now. Now, I got to say this right now. Everybody knows Sony's pretty much handed over their game division. Their game division is doing pretty bad right now. Mm-hmm. They are selling stocks all left and right right now. They sold by two of their major ones off right now. One was, obviously, we all know that one went globally, Square Enix. And they had one deal with Japan or whatever that is falling to shambles right about now. So I don't think they thought this PS4 thing through, but hopefully Metal Gear Solid will bring them back on the right track.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Jesus Christ.
I'm being facetious, man. God.
So I got to tell you, CJ, don't think Sony has a full hand in this, because they're sharing projects with other companies these days now. So that Metal Gear Solid game might have like four companies working on that shit for all we know.
Oh, good lord!
That Metal Gear gonna be It'll be an awful Metal Gear game. I mean movie. They just need to leave everything I love alone. Like, leave Metal Gear alone. P1, you send me that story about Dragon Ball Z. You know, like, let it die. Let my stuff die.
Yeah, you told me it was boring. I've been hearing a lot of great reviews on it lately.
Man, I don't know what those people saw when they saw that Dragon Ball Z movie.
Because I know it came out on a DVD last year, but it's getting a theatrical release, a small little theatrical release this August, so.
I mean, that'd call nostalgia glasses for your ass right there. Good lord.
I think it's kind of cool just to have see an anime on a big screen for once. That's my fandom for it, at least for it. Just see. But plus, I haven't seen the movie either, so I don't really know. But
I've seen it, yeah.
They might saw it in a different language and didn't understand what the fuck they're talking about. So.
What are you talking about, man? I got subtitles.
Negro. First of all, people, I just want to say this right now. CJ watched bootleg shit, so his subtitles could have been fucking half up in the air and shit. So.
Wrong language.
Wrong language.
That motherfucker was sitting up there trying to speak Japanese with it.
Oh, konnichiwa. Oh, genki desu ka.
Yeah, because I'm about to say, if I'm not mistaken, IGN even gave it a high review, so I mean,
yeah, they didn't want to get attacked by the Dragon Ball Z fanboys out there. Well, and granted, I love Dragon Ball Z. I think it was awesome, one of my favorite fighting anime
game off that movie as well, too, right?
What is that?
That movie that I sent you, I forgot, Clash of the, whatever, the Battle of the Gods. Clash.
Yeah, Battle of the Gods.
Yeah, they made a video game out of it, too.
Yeah, I played that demo, you know.
Played it or watched it?
I played it this time.
It's a shame we got to ask you that question.
Yeah, exactly.
Video game get brought up, so.
You know, I'm going to give you the same answer for both, so, cause in my world, it's the same. So there you go.
Damn, nigga. Okay, people, CJ's the most simplest nigga ever. I mean, for the gods.
No, you know, he's the most simplest and the most complex motherfucker on the planet at the same time.
It's like, it's funny, see, Cody, for his birthday, we don't even have to buy him a game. We just send him the link to a fucking video.
Hey, you know what? It's a thought that counts.
He's like, you know what, Cody? If we can find that Metal Gear Solid game online or whatever, and just send him a link so he can watch it. And he'll be like, oh, thank you, guys. You guys are...
Now, you know...
Now, see, I won't blame you for not playing Metal Gear Solid, that new one. That one, okay, I don't blame you for
it. No, I do buy Metal Gear. That's the one game that I would drop everything for. Like, that's how I first got my PlayStation 3, because that's the only game I bought for my PlayStation 3 when I first got it.
Because that was the only game out on the PlayStation 3 when it first came.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, got any more topics there, Cody?
Yeah, about wraps it up.
Okay. Well, then let's get into some questions now, whatever, before CJ tells us what else he doesn't do. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I don't really watch these movies on Darkness at the Movies. I just fucking listen to P1's reviews, and then I just, that's why I wish.
Hey, you know, you might as well. Hey, soon you give me the word to do that. It goes.
Well, that's why at the Darkness at the Movies, we picking movies, so that way your ass ain't got no excuse now. Can't tell us you've seen it before, nigga, so you don't have Damn, I can't believe this shit. Somebody asked me if I was the boss of this site, and I told them, I don't know, sometimes CJ like to think he is, so... we be on CJ time, CJ date, CJ everything. Site revolves around CJ whenever the fuck he feels like it, whatever.
And you love it.
Love it is a strong word. I thought nigga time was a fucking expression, but apparently it really is true. It exists with this Negro.
Gotta love CJ, man. Gotta love CJ.
Gotta love CJ, apparently. We ain't gotta love him. We just gotta deal with him. Deborah Albers, she says, on last, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and read some Darkness at the Movies for comments first or whatever, some questions here first. Sorry, Deborah, you gotta go last. This one comes from Darkness Lover. I like that name.
Darkness Lover.
Darkness Lover. She says on our X-Men review, she says, laughing my ass off. Best review ever. I got a serious question, though. Do you think the movie would have been as good without Fassbender and McAvoy?
Hell no.
Or do you think you would have even liked it as much without them? P.S. I love you guys. Aww.
No.
I don't think so, neither. Personally.
Nah, not a chance.
Mainly some of the best. Actually, you know what? I didn't take that back. The good acting did come from them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was just, it wasn't like they were horrible, but they were just like, yeah.
They got the job done.
Yeah, they did their job, whatever, but without McAvoy and Fassbender...
No, the dude's acting their asses off, man.
They brought heart and death.
They really did.
They put... I said this about First Class, whatever. I was like, they put that movie in a position of where it's like up there with the first Iron Man and Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not better than them two, but it's up there on that level of like, yo, what's some Oscar superhero films I could see if you could call them that or whatever? And I'd be like, I'd throw that in there or whatever. And I think they do that again for this one, even with all the silliness going on in it.
Now the real question is, if they weren't in the X-Men First Class and there was somebody else, you know, could you imagine somebody else in those roles?
I really couldn't.
Man, I think personally, with since they got that bad taste of the Magneto and Professor X I've had in my fucking mouth for the past 10 years now, I think personally they fit those roles so well that they're like Robert Downey Jr. of those roles now. they can't be replaced. That is that motherfucker Fassbender is Magneto. Goddamn, I say that plus because I don't want to see another old man up in that motherfucker, and I don't want to see boring ass Patrick Stewart back in that role. So I'm just saying, I will say anything not to get them two niggas back in the role because they don't do a goddamn thing in that franchise. I'm sorry, Magneto don't do nothing but hover around and stick his hand out in the air, or whatever. He barely acts. He's fucking his cheeks is so fucking old that they just mush over his lips and shit. Okay, so his he's nowhere near that. Professor X in the fucking original, I swear to God, I know the nigga is crippled, but goddamn, the nigga all he does is rolls around and just gives one liners and puts his hand every now and then on his head and shit and just so calmly talks about she runs away. Wolverine, I need you to do this. I need you to do that, whatever. And just like, nigga. Can you do something on your own for once? Xavier, I know, done a lot more than what your ass was doing right now. They really just made you the mystical, magical wheelchair Negro. So I love that McAvoy, what they got with him. He's more active. He's in there and shit like that. And his acting is just so fucking incredible. Oh, my God. He sells it as a matter of fact, if anything, you would think he's the best mutant ever if you watch First Class or not First Class, Days of Future Past.
Right on.
So, Jackie, she says, hey, CJ and P1, will you guys be getting together with Wayne and Sammy for the Emmys? Just thought, since you guys do recap TV shows, that you guys do something on the biggest TV award show of the year.
Sammy did.
Damn.
When is the Emmys?
I, you know what? I don't even know, to be honest.
And I'm like 3 years away. Yeah.
I know it's coming up soon, though, because I see that True Detective sign over there by the studios and shit saying, hey, vote for this as best Emmy. So, you know, hey, you know, you got my vote, True Detective. Shit.
Hell yeah.
Damn, that's not till August 25th. So, yeah, it's not till August 25th, but voting started, like, you know, and back in May, so... Oh, it's going to be held in downtown Los Angeles. Maybe I'll go to that. So, no, because I'm trying to go to that then. So, plus, Wayne, I don't even know if he gets that, but he can probably watch it on the internet, so never mind. And CJ can't do more than long 1 hour podcasts because nigga starts falling asleep and shit. So. Sammy is the only one I know that would probably be like, yeah, I'll do it. But these other two niggas, you know. Wayne's on Australia time, and CJ's just on CJ time.
Exactly.
Like, this nigga got something else better to do. Like, after hearing what he just told us, you ain't got shit to do.
I got to watch Watch Dogs.
Man, I really want to play this game, but it's like, you know damn well you ain't playing. Shit, come on.
And it's an all-time lazy low. You can't even, you're too lazy to play a video game.
So... I don't know. We'll see when that time comes. I think, actually, I like the idea. I like doing those recap shows of what we just fucking make fun of. Maybe me and Cody will just do it then. How about that?
Yeah, we'll see. See if it's in the works.
Yeah, we'll see. That's not till August, though, but shit. Maybe me and Cody will get drunk at the Emmys. How about that?
That'll be a podcast.
If they don't bullshit us like the Oscars did last year and don't serve motherfucker cow. You keep me at a fucking 3-hour show and you'll serve. Damn. Anyway, Debra Albert now. She says, wow, I'm kind of speechless. There was a lot of deep, meaningful conversations on here. She's talking about last week's podcast show we did. And some real hatred. Who would have thought that a fan of the darkness would turn into a crazy, horny kid shaking my head? Girl, you know what show you listening to? So you just described my life right there. Anyway, well, let's lighten the mood up a little bit. Was wondering if any of you guys plan on doing any conventions or events this summer. P.S., if it makes you feel better, P1, I wouldn't cross the street if I saw you three in hoodies. Well, maybe if it was just CJ by himself. LOL, kidding.
Damn.
Shit, I wouldn't blame you, too. If I saw CJ teeth and gums, I'd fucking run. That nigga... His big ass teddy bear.
Hey, I have my friendly walk down pat. All right, I don't even scare white people anymore.
I'd be like, so damn, when did Tim Burton make Alice in Wonderland a comedy? Shit, the Chester Cat is right there.
Oh boy,
shit, I wouldn't be running from me because he's threatening. I'd be running from that nigga because I don't know what he's gonna do with them teeth. Shit, look like he's ready to bite something. Oh,
man.
Gums is the pinkest thing I've ever seen. It's pinker than the pussy I'll be fucking. Anyway. I don't plan on going to any conventions this summer.
Yeah, the only events I plan on doing this summer, beer tastings. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, wine tastings for me, so I don't know if that can count as the events you're talking about, Deborah.
I usually go to the Midwest conventions, so if it's not really close to that whole Midwest area, then I won't be making it out there.
Those conventions is fucking exhausting, okay?
They are.
And personally, I hate to derail your excitement here, Deborah. It's shit that's going to be online in an hour.
Yep.
That shit about Batman and Superman, how them people told me they waited in line 2 days for some DC was pulling out or whatever. Cody told me about that shit on the drive to fucking.
Exactly.
I was just like, man. And then you want to know where I got the full detail of that convention? I got it from our bed after we got done getting fucked up the night before, watching it online or whatever. So, you know, I was like, yeah, this is the comfort of my own home and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I waiting in lines and fighting through crowds and shit just to see some shit that's just like, we got a teaser for you, and then like a fucking DC logo appears, and then people just clap, and you're just like, oh. Okay.
Hey, well, hey, if we ever got invited, or if we ever applied to do a panel at a convention, what would we do a panel about?
I'm in the talks of doing one with these two lawyers. We're probably going to do one, they want to do one at Comic-Con. I was like, can we do one smaller or whatever? But they want to talk about the whole thing about Spider-Man, how its rights are sold off and how that whole five-year contract deal works and stuff like that. And nobody knows Spider-Man better than I do on that. So, and they're also talking about, they want to talk about Batman's rights of why they had to keep changing the costume or whatever. Apparently, there's a legal right to why they have to do that. It's not because they actually want to do that. So they want to talk about that. But we did a panel, man. I'm sure we could talk about anything.
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be the same shit, basically. I would assume.
I kind of want to do panels. Like, I wish. I mean, I'd probably fly out there one day and we can get to a small convention and do a panel.
I've always
it's fun.
Set one up at Long Beach or WonderCon or something like that. I've always said that. So it's very easy to set up like booths and shit like that at these smaller conventions compared to Comic Con. Obviously, Comic Con is a bigger event, or whatever. But it's really easy, especially for Long Beach. I've seen the forums and shit like that. It's like, oh, that's it. No, I can do that.
And then they give us badges, man. They give us free badges if we're doing the panel.
Thing is, you just got to bring a crowd in, you know. And I think the best way of bringing a crowd in is just covering a topic that people like. And
right,
obviously, what do we do best on here? Superheroes.
Yep. There we go.
So we definitely can't talk about video games because one day they don't play them. So you know.
All right, I'll just lie and just tell them I played it instead. Yeah.
Unless a lot of people show
up. That's your question.
Unless a lot of people show up, then I would tell them that shit just for a comedic take, whatever. Don't play games at all, whatever. So we're going to replace him with somebody in the audience right now, you know.
I will fight that person, too, to say, well, you don't play video games for shut up!
I would love to see that. And I think I told Wayne.
Yeah, let me watch you get your ass beat right now. Let's do that.
I've told Wayne this before. L.A., we have the downtown independent theater where they let us really rent out a whole theater room and shit if we ever wanted to do something with a projector screen and shit like that, which is does not cost that much, and plus you can get sponsors paid off and shit like that. I've looked into research of doing all this shit if we ever decided to get into panels and shit.
We do, man. That's where a lot of audience-based stuff, and especially just getting the panel, getting invited to us. Like, when I did the anime conventions, I did a panel once, and it was really fun. I did an impromptu panel about hentai. And
I've done one in your state before, in Ohio, 2 years ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did one 2 years ago. A lot of people came. I thought it was going to be small. I was like, man, this company ain't going to get it. There was a lot of people that actually showed up. Me and Lena did it. And then I did one in Miami. Well, it was a radio show or whatever and shit. And, yeah, I will say a lot of people do come out to those things where it was a lot of fun doing it live, too. You think you... A lot of people ask you, you think you're going to be nervous or not, whatever, but, you know, you just...
Hell no.
Like you said, yeah, hell no. You just,
it's fun.
It is, yeah. I loved them.
And I already know the difference between bad panels and, like, your born-ass panel where you just sit there and you got that other person reading off a projector or not even communicating. Oh,
when, me and Cody went to this panel about The Hobbit or whatever and shit, because it was supposed to be talking about the third one that's coming out and shit. Because we went there, was it this year? Yeah, it was this year. No, no, it was last year.
Last year.
Yeah, it was supposed to be talking about the second one, whatever. That room was crowded. Because obviously movies are crowded when they go see it, whatever. So like I said, you just got to pick a topic to whichever go. If we can just lie, we can lie and say, yeah, we got details on goddamn Batman vs. Superman. Tell you all the details you want to know. And then when they get in, we lie and just talk about, now according to them.
Here's the darkness, everybody.
Hopefully
darkness.
Warner Brothers don't come after you, you know. Yeah, we work at Disney. We know all about Avengers 3 and Thanos. We know about his role and all that.
See those teeth? Those my teeth. I'm smiling at you.
I got like a ton of scripts here that people want me to read. We can just pull out a script to tear out the front page and just type in Avengers 3 or whatever. I'm like, I got the actual script right here written by Joss Whedon himself. Cody, hand them out some flyers real quick. Tell them where they can find us.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, CJ, if I would like to get into that stuff, though.
There we go.
Cynthia, she says, do you guys think that the Batman games get... Okay, here we go now. The Batman games gets critically praised just because of the studio behind it. I saw the trailer for Arkham Knight and looked amazing, but I recall saying the same for Arkham Origins. Lots of people were harping on Origins just being a generic Batman game. So is it just the studio behind it, or is it just expectations?
Those games get critically praised because they are fantastic games and because a studio is a great studio. Plain and simple.
I think she's talking about the difference between Origins and the...
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
And WB Montreal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you make a good point, Cynthia, because I do hear a lot of people with this game talking about it's going back to its original studios and shit like that. I'm just like, that's not what made the... I mean, all right. Well, okay, I will say the studio did a fantastic job on Arkham Asylum, but it's been shown that it's capable of being well in other hands as well.
Right.
But a lot of people don't fucking see that, so, you know.
The only thing I see different is between the ugly-ass Harley Quinn in this one and then the Harley Quinn that looked like she fell in a Hot Topic and didn't know what the fuck to put on.
So. Batman anime series is my Harley Quinn.
That, exactly. Because, I mean, I don't know what they did to that Harley Quinn in that Batman Origins. I mean, I'm like, what is she wearing? Who is this girl?
I was rewatching some Batman animated series or whatever, because I don't know if you guys got that Hub channel shit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They fucking show old Batman. They had like a marathon going. I was just watching some of them. I was just like, man, they got the Joker and Harley so right in this goddamn show or whatever. Like, Joker is fucking crazy but funny at the same time here. He is hitting the right beats and movements. I'm like, I'm liking this a lot personally.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
They even showed him beating her, you know, like abusing her and stuff. So,
So
I love that.
Next question here comes from Woman of Steel.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
CJ and P1, you guys are crazy. Me and Cody knows that the one and only true Man of Steel is going to kick back. Right, Cody?
You so crazy, girl. You and your man. I swear.
Yeah, crazy. Batman going to beat that ass. Yeah, I don't know if you guys ever watched that video of how it should have ended with Superman, Batman in the cafe when they talked about their new movie coming. Batman had a great title for it. They should have called it The Dark Knight Returns again and beat the crap out of Superman. That's a great title. Oh, my God, Cody. What was your favorite part of Man of Steel? Mine was definitely any of the parts Clark and Lois were on screen. They had such an awesome relationship, and I absolutely love when he caught her in midair.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Is that how you guys are going to recreate your wedding vows or something?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Cody, come on. How about it? What was your
she gave you ideas.
What was your favorite scene of Man of Steel? She asked that question, man. What was your favorite part?
I had no favorite scene in that movie. I've never seen it, I guess, with the Hans Zimmer score. Other than that, I could give a fuck about the movie.
They wore that fucking score out in that goddamn movie.
They didn't play it over and over again, but it did sound good.
Man, I remember I was like, yeah, this is cool. And then that movie went on for another hour long, and I was just like, all right, you can turn that soundtrack off now. That shit is annoying as fuck now. Like, It's like they repeated that fucking drum part over and over. I was just like, all right, man. You know, wore that shit out to the point of it. I was like, God damn, dude, they wore this shit out. I was like, they wore out his welcome longer than it needed to be. Mm. Yeah, CJ, you complain about that Dragon Ball Z movie came out, man. You had one last year. It's called Man of Steel.
Dragon Ball Z meets
Transformers. Shit.
Yep.
I couldn't tell the difference. They were both boring.
They both were boring.
Boring. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Man of Steel, Cody. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait till you go see that Gods Among Us. I can't wait to hear your review or till we do a review for it.
Woman of Steel, I gotta tell you, because Lois was the biggest complaint I had of the movie. I've never seen a character that's supposed to be an essential part of a story so forced into a movie. What I did with Lois, she served absolutely no purpose of even being there.
Exactly.
Their relationship was forced as hell. Like, out of nowhere, they just started.
Out of nowhere.
Like, wow, they didn't even need to put this. Zack Snyder and women, man, I swear. When it comes to this dude and women, and I heard he was going to be doing Wonder Woman helping, I was just like, oh, shit. Shit. Man.
Oh.
Warner Brothers, man, y'all need to stop treating that nigga like he. I know y'all, he's. Because I was at Warner Brothers Studios, people, and. Man, this dude got a whole floor dedicated to him and shit. He's got his own parking garage and shit. Like, I'm just like, they gonna let this brother touch everything DC does, whatever. He is the main consultant in this shit. Y'all need to understand that nigga cannot write women. I don't think I've liked any of the women in any of his movies. Even the ones I like of his movies, which is like Dawn of the Dead or even Watchmen and shit like that, the women in there are horrible.
Yeah.
Were there any women in that Owl movie?
Yeah.
No.
I guess if you want to count female Owls and shit.
There you go.
Motherfucker cannot write women. And the problem is he has a wife that backs him up on the women in the movies. Yeah, it's a good character, honey. Yeah, put her in there, whatever. She's the only motherfucker that... Oh, I take it back. Her and CJ, the only motherfuckers that back him up. They thought Sucker Punch had endearing and empowering women in the fucking film.
It did, yeah. You know. He tried, man. He tried. It just went over everybody's head. It's not our fault. Okay. These movies go over people's heads.
Okay, CJ.
Sounds the same. Woman of Steel. Cody loved every part of Man of Steel. Loved every.
And Cody loved you too.
Loved
okay.
You.
Okay. All right. Next question.
Loves you more than anything, girl. His favorite part, though, he told me, is when Superman first put the costume on.
Oh Lord.
He said when that, because that's when the first song, that song got introduced, when that score got in.
Score's great.
Yeah, when he put the suit and that score came on, Cody, I asked him a question. I said, hey, how did that costume fit him? He said, shut the fuck up, P1, and just listen to this greatness, right? Watch it. And then as Superman looked up into the sky, he put his hand on the ground and them rocks started moving. He flew up in the air. Cody threw them hands in there too. And it was just like, God damn, this is gold right. That was his favorite part of Woman of Steel.
Mind you, Woman of Steel, I have never seen this movie with P1. Ever.
We've seen it.
So I don't know, man. I think he's taking notes. It's not like a perfect wedding.
We saw it twice, Cody. Remember? Because we saw it before we saw The Raid 2 and that preview they showed or whatever.
Okay, man. All right. Next question.
I know. Stop it, P1. You're ruining all his wedding tricks that he's gonna do.
That's true. So, you know what? Let me stop it. Let's move on here now.
Woman Still, let you stop too. God damn it, fuck. Anyway.
Alex, ain't never gonna stop coming because your love is forever.
Don't you hit her?
Your love has something that no relationship yet your age have, and that's hope.
Jesus Christ.
And plus, y'all don't have a General Zod to snap a neck, so it ain't gonna.
Right, anyway, yeah, next question.
It ain't gonna cause no conflict for y'all, so y'all good. Alex, he says, "Those are some pretty good albums you guys mentioned. Thanks for contributing, CJ." Do you guys think Apple buying Beats and their music streaming choice was a risky business move? Also, what kind of streaming service would you like to see in the nearby future? Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. Apple can do whatever the fuck they want to do because they're a billion-dollar company. Yeah, ain't nothing risky for them.
And buying Beats? I think that was a great move.
They only did it for the streaming, you know, to combine more of their streaming because their iTunes streaming is okay. But it ain't nothing compared
to the Beats. I had questioned that as why did they spend so much on it. I was just like, why did they spend that much money on it, though? And plus, I had a thing, like, because CJ just brought up, if, because now to your second question here is what kind of streaming service I'd like to see in the future is, I always thought iTunes should have been a streaming feature. I mean, that shit has it. Can you imagine just paying $10 for all of their content to stream on there?
Yeah.
Movies, TV show, albums, and all that shit, whatever. I was just like, that's like all the media you need in one, whatever it is. And I definitely would pay that, too. And I figured, I was wondering, like, why Apple never just pushed that even further when it needed to be. It seemed like
because
they never even touched it.
They know that people will still... They know that people will be talking. They're spending money. They know Apple people spend money and actually buy stuff.
Somebody was telling me is because, oh, man, they wanted to get the younger black audience in there with the hip Dre hip-hop. I was just like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow.
Okay, so, all right, well, if that's the reason, then...
Okay.
They'll get all the younger black crowd in there. I was just like, well, I guess I won't be listening to iTunes anytime. Because what the younger black crowd like these days is fucking horrible.
Hell yeah. Fortunately, that's sad to say, but...
People, go watch this video called Stanky. Like, it's the most insulting black thing I've ever fucking seen. On, you know, it's the most coonish, horrifying thing I've ever seen.
And it's only gotten worse.
I would give Spider-Man 2 a seat if they would ban that fucking song. Like, I will buy the fucking movie. I will buy 10 copies of that shit if they ban that fucking song.
Stanky leg. My God.
That's insult to not only black people, but retarded people. That's an insult to people like Hector and Professor Xavier and shit like that. That song, the way they be moving them legs, shit, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, though, I digress. Any streaming service you guys would like to see in the nearby future?
Not really. Nothing I can out of the ordinary because I'm fine with the ones out right now, pretty much. So
yeah, there's so many of them. You know, you either pay for it or not pay for it. Like right now, if you got a Samsung phone, you can listen to Milk. You got your Netflix, you stream your movies.
Streaming's gonna be the future, man. I'm telling you. I was telling Cody when I moved in, I didn't get my cable hooked back up or whatever and shit. My DirecTV, I bought Amazon Prime for my TV shows, and I got Netflix for movies or whatever. So,
and yeah, if you really want to get something, you can just get Hulu, and then you have all your current stuff.
Hulu fucking sucks.
Well, Hulu Plus? What about Hulu?
I don't know. I tried Hulu once. They didn't have a goddamn thing on there. I was like, yeah. Plus, Amazon Prime had hooked up with HBO, so it seems like they more updated than Hulu was. I could be wrong. I haven't looked at Hulu in a year, but last time I checked, it looked fucking horrible. I mean, plus, you know, you got all these great web series that's starting on Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu, whatever. Like, I don't know what's great on Hulu, to be honest. But you got a... that show on Amazon Prime with John Goodman, whatever, I forgot the name of that shit. It's pretty funny. You got a fucking House of Cards on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit, web series is, because people, they do consider those to be web series. They've fucking taken over, so streaming's going to be pretty huge these days. And it's going to be the future. Holly, she says, I'm kind of 50-50 with the situation. You make excellent points, P1, about the hoodie, because I have walked past plenty of blacks wearing one and have had no trouble. While I don't think Mark Cuban was being racist, but I do think he should have worded that differently. Have one of you guys ever been stereotyped or racially profiled for something just because it's what the media portrayed blacks as? That's a good question, actually.
That's a good question. Speaking for myself, can't say I have, luckily enough.
I've had a couple of times. I told Cody one the other day or whatever. Apparently, I'm supposed to be with a black woman, so.
Yep.
So, one guy at this building I used to be at, apparently he did like the plants for the building or something like that, and he told me straight up, he said, he was like, you probably didn't go to college and you grew up in some, hood or something like that, or whatever. he was like, you probably have no sense of morals or anything like that. You have no respect for it, and you're probably going to end up robbing someone. I was just like, wow, if that's how you really feel, okay. Well, then there was this, the last year, matter of fact, when I went to Vegas, one of my fucking taxi drivers, that motherfucker, oh my God. He tried to make a joke out of it because he did like this weird chuckle after it, but he was just like, oh, you're not going to stick me up now, are you, and shit. I was looking at him like,
wow.
Okay.
I remember I went to a Chinese buffet. I mean, not Chinese buffet, but a Chinese restaurant around my house. And I wanted to order some fried rice. And it was like this young Asian kid. He was like, "Hi, you want to order some fried chicken?" Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Oh, you son of a bitch."
Shit, even when I told blacks I went to Puerto Rico or whatever shit, they just like, "What are you doing out of Puerto Rico? Blacks don't go to islands." I'm just like, "Okay, all right, man."
I can't be that stupid.
Blacks don't go to islands, man.
I didn't even call a nigga. I was more than times than I can count. I will say it as many fucking times I want to now, whatever. So I've had a guy tell me straight up, "I just don't like your people." Yeah, and I told him, I was like, "Well, I respect your honesty or whatever. Now, excuse me if I knock you the fuck out my way." Now,
I had somebody tell me today, like, he like, "Man, you and Obama, y'all getting on my nerves today." I'm like, "Wait, what do you mean?"
I mean, shit. I had a person told me, I like, "I don't like your kind because you guys are lazy and all you do is make excuses." And I said, "All right, then, whatever." And he told, and he straight up words, he was just like, he was like, "And I bet you went to some school where you probably not ever going to utilize anything you ever learned or whatever." And I was just like,
"As true as that may be, and then you got there." And
so my simple word was, "Yeah, but I make more money than you do." So how's society working out for you, white man? So I can always trump white people with that card, so that always makes me feel better. Sometimes white people tend to forget. Those dollar bills make your dick bigger than what the actual race is. So why do you think Donald Sterling is still in the news media?
Oh, you see that shit? You went to that church in South LA.
Oh my god.
God damn, dude. Like, Jesus Christ. You make it.
Did you hear what he told that Hispanic chick though?
What do you say?
Because I read this in the paper today. This magic told him came out, and she said that he told her, "Why would you produce a black child? You know that he ain't going to amount to nothing."
Wow.
If that don't prove that nigga's racist.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I was telling my boy, I was like, "Donald just needs to go away. Just go away. Get out the fucking media, dude, because this is just going to get worse for you the longer this goes."
Oh, my God.
Ass, whatever. So, yes, Holly. Me and C have been stereotyped. Cody lives in Sherman Oaks, so he ain't gonna never be stereotyped. If anything, they stereotype him behind his back. It's like, "What is that nigga doing down here? How the fuck does he live down here?" Not knowing that the valley is damn near becoming Minorityville. So, next question comes from Amethyst Chaos. She says, "CJ, are any cartoon shows that you love that should be back on the air or rebooted if they were terrible?"
Cartoons that I love. Well, now I really want Rick and Morty back, so that's a given. Bob Burgers is still on. I want Boondocks to come back because I don't know what this abomination that's on.
Yeah.
Oh shit. I got one for you. I'd love for Batman Beyond to come back.
Oh man! Oh! Don't even get me started. You got Batman Beyond. You have Spectacular Spider-Man. You have
Earth Young Mightiest Heroes.
Earth Mightiest Heroes.
Yeah! Hell yeah! Green Lantern. I would love to see Static Shock back. I'd love to see DC.
Oh, Static Shock!
I would just love to see DC get back into their minor. I mean, DC started out in their minor characters before they. Obviously, they had Batman and Superman at the forefront with movies and shit like that. But in their TV, they was hitting with the minor character shit. But I don't know what the fuck they're doing now.
Yeah, Static Shock was like that was a great show. I mean, it was a great show for young kids, especially young African kids. Just young kids all around. Yeah. But especially young black kids, because we really didn't have that many superheroes to look up to at the time.
And I was definitely excited. I don't know if you guys remember that Batman Beyond episode where they found out that Static damn near became the leader of the Justice League in the future. I was like, damn shit. I was like, well, yeah, look at that now. Because they were like one of the most powerful metahumans in the ground. And they was like, "Who's that?" Whatever, and it was like, "It's him right there." Because I think the younger Static went back and went to the future, some shit like that. And they were like, "It's him right there." I was just like, "Get the out of of here, huh? You don't say. He becomes the most
popular. I love to give him dreads.
Yeah, I was like, this coonish Negro right here? Wow, shit. Got them Rastafarian dreadlocks and shit going on. I was like, all right. I was like, it's perfect. And that show was really cool. And plus, when he teamed up with Batman, I was like, well, you know this motherfucker cool now. Look at him. Teaming up, if you teaming up with the Dark Knight, you know you cool.
Oh, yeah.
I miss that show.
He was so cool, they had a little Romeo singing that theme song.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was the worst episode, by the way. Matter of fact, he was so cool, they gave him a white sidekick.
Hey, that was in the comic.
I know, I'm just saying, though. It gave him a white sidekick. That's how cool he was. Shit. Now, granted, the white kid was smarter than him, but still, you know. About you, Cody? Even though she don't really ask us these questions, but I'm just throwing it out there.
What threw Earth's Mightiest Heroes out there?
That was a fucking fantastic show. Matter of fact, and I love that intro.
Oh, yeah.
That intro was badass, man.
Yeah.
Avengers assemble, everyone is one.
I felt like going to go to a mall and smashing windows and stuff. Listen to that,
because plus, could you hear Iron Man blast and shit in the background? He's just like, it's like, God damn, this is good. They made Black Panther a badass in that movie.
Oh my God, did they? Loving that show.
Man, Black Panther was the shit in there. Hawkeye was cool. I mean, all the characters in there were just cool, whatever. What they did was especially towards the second season, they gave Miss Marvel so much screen time on her. I was just like, if anybody watches this, anyone can believe that she's going to be a standalone character in the future.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, they did a lot with that. That was probably one of Marvel's best animations right there was the Avengers Assemble.
Definitely. I want to say they canceled that just because of the fact that they were telling too many secrets of the next all the Justice League. I mean, all the Avengers movie coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you think about it, like they talked about, they hit all the main plots. You got Captain America. You got the Captain America 2. You got some of the Thor. You had
the Ant-Man story.
The Ant-Man story. I mean, they were just thinking like,
I'm about to say, they definitely had that Ant-Man story.
They're like, who's spoiling all this shit?
In fact, they had three episodes of that shit.
They even did Black Panther.
Yeah, they definitely did Black Panther. I don't know. I look at those TV shows. They look mainly blueprint. I remember that show came out before the Avengers movie came out, and the first episode they had this villain Graviton in there. Which I remember reading about, they made him a big deal in that cartoon show, whatever. And I was like, man, they need a villain like this in the Avengers movie. I was like, look at this shit, whatever. That's like a great way of introducing the movie or whatever, because he was beating the shit out of that team, whatever. And, you know, Thor had to bring the hammer down on him.
Which he does so well.
He does very well. I wish he'd bring it down on me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, there we go, people.
Pretty ass, whatever. Last question we got here is Andrew, which is that question I was talking about. He says, you bring up great points about blaming the media for all these tragedies that occur. I think it's also BS, but did you guys hear about the 12-year-old girl that stabbed another girl and they blamed it on this website and Slender Man?
Wow. That's all I got to say.
Now, the way they were talking, they were making it sound like it's some cult.
Like Slender Man cult?
Yeah, they were talking about, like, we wanted to prove our loyalty to the site or whatever, and it's we had to sacrifice a person for it. And I was just like,
wow. I realize that she was created on some creepypasta forum or some shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. It was created on some forum.
And video games.
That, by the way, that says it's fictional. It's yes. A big-ass bold letter saying it's fictional and shit.
Oh, my God. The other thing I caught up in all those Photoshop images that looked good, and they thought that shit was real.
Another thing is, too, is I don't know any parents that let their 3 12-year-olds just wander off in the woods with knives and shit. I don't necessarily blame the parents or whatever, but, you know, when I was growing up, my mom said, you ride your bike down that fucking corner down here to this fucking corner down here so I can see your black ass and where you going or whatever shit. Most boring-ass bike ride ever.
All right, but at least you're sensible enough to know that the shit you saw on the internet and on TV was not real.
Granted, I didn't have that much
right?
growing up, but, you know, but yeah, I believe that too as well.
Damn,
I don't believe I should be sacrificing little kids and shit like that just because I want to prove my loyalty to a site. I usually have this simple occasion, as a good friend said to my mind, I have an occasion in my head of putting that fuck it in my system. To where I personally necessarily don't give a fuck about just proving my worth.
Yeah, this shit is frustrating. It's so fucking senseless, man.
It's really not making media look good, neither.
Oh.
I mean, because we all know that that shit ain't real, but, you know, all these fucking liberals.
Well, it's not making the humans as a race look good. Yeah. I was like, fucking morons, dude.
Because the little white kids are morons.
Oh, gotcha.
There we go. P1.
I'm just saying, shit. Was the first thing to come out. That judge had the right mind. Locked their ass up. I was like, yeah, perfect. There you go. Came out. There's obviously something wrong with these kids. Yeah, they were being stupid fucks. There's nothing wrong with these fucking kids. We need to sign them into a mental institute and get them help because their mind obviously isn't right. You ever thought that they just kids that read some shit that didn't know the difference of the meaning of it? Just throwing that out there, people. But America's so goddamn trifling with kids these days, whatever it is. Like, oh, we need to protect the children. Fuck the children. Fuck them.
You just need to quarantine all their asses to Florida to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Set some curfews on their ass.
Yeah.
So I live in the great city of Long Beach where you can't be out after a certain time if you're underage.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
News to me.
I said, well, you'll never see no young... Well, you only been out here like twice that night.
Right.
So, yeah, it used to be frustrating before you was 21. Shit. Well, people, that's all the questions I got here. That's another edition of Darkness. Plus, it's been over an hour and 30. CJ's getting tired. It's been over an hour for that nigga. Darkness!
See? He has to watch the Watchdogs. It's about that time.
I told you.
I already watched it once. I ain't watching it.
I told you people, that nigga CJ cannot do an hour and a half fight. That nigga will start dozing off or some shit like that. He just, my time is precious. It's like, this nigga, you ain't doing shit else, man.
Hey, I'm still here with you, man. Don't even worry about that. No, it's all good.
Whatever. People, that's been another edition of The Darkness. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Chicago John the Bear.
And I'm Cody.
And we will catch you darkies next week.
Later, Beth.
Later, Beth.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness, everyone.